The Amazing Prophecies Fulfilled by the Birth of Jesus Christ, an Advent devotional from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 22nd, A Righteous Branch for David, by Steve King, Pastor Emeritus of Cherrydale Baptist Church. An Old Testament Prophecy, Jeremiah 33, verses 14 through 16. Quote, "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the good promise I made to the people of Israel and Judah. In those days and at that time, I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. This is the name by which it will be called, the Lord our righteous Savior." End quote. Jeremiah wrote this between 626 and 586 BC. The New Testament Fulfillment. Romans 5, verses 17 through 19. Quote, "For if by the trespass of the one man death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Consequently, just as one trespass resulted in condemnation for all people, so also one righteous act resulted in justification and life for all people. For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man, the many will be made righteous." End quote. Paul wrote this around 56 to 67 AD. Not good enough. We play that mental record, crave acceptance, and strive to be enough. The Bible calls what we crave and strive for righteousness. The Bible also tells us the truth about ourselves and gives us hope with two messages. One, we are not righteous and cannot self-generate it. And two, God longs to give us His righteousness. The irony is that we must face our not enoughness, or we will never receive God's more than enough. Our desire for righteousness and God's intent to give us His meet in the good news of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 1, verses 30 through 31. The prophet Jeremiah predicted the Messiah would move his people to embrace the Lord as their righteousness. 5 centuries later, Gabriel told Mary that the son in her womb was the Messiah whom Jeremiah predicted. As Mary believed and rejoiced in God her Savior, the Lord became her righteousness. See Luke 1. The angel told Joseph that Mary's son, conceived by the Holy Spirit, would save his people from their sins. The Lord would be their righteousness. Matthew 1, verses 18 through 25. 3 decades later, Saul, the champion of self-generated righteousness, became Paul, the apostle of, quote, "the Lord is our righteousness," end quote. See Acts chapter 9. After meeting the risen Christ, he urged all to join him in finding genuine righteousness only through faith in Jesus Christ. This Advent, daily replace "not good enough" with "Christ the Lord is our righteousness." In Christ, we are more than enough. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, for the righteousness found in your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first.